Community Radio for Chapel Hill and Carrboro. This is 103.5 FM, WCOM.
And the show is brought to you by the Historic Carolina Theater of Durham, as well as the Apex Arts Council. I'm going to have a little moment of radio theater here with one of my pieces, something I wrote for Nelson Mandela when he passed, known as Madiba, which basically I think means great leader. It's a complimentary term. It was not actually his name, but when you hear people speaking of him in Africa, they call him Nelson Madiba Mandela, or the Great Madiba. And that is the title. From prisoner to president, what an extraordinary journey you made of your long walk home to visit with us all. While your very soul exceeded all restraints, where your body was confined alone. There was the twinkling gleam of mischief, of the joy of the inner child, omnipresent in your loving eyes. And your spirit is proof that a child shall lead them. As your generosity of soul and discipleship of forgiveness can emanate from no other source so genuine or enduring as your lingering light that now shines upon futures we have yet to prove. Madiba.
I'd like to tell you that your host, Claudio, is available as a poet with a one-man band for house concerts performing original and traditional literary readings. Claudio is well known as a classical poet and a master storyteller. His website is claudioarts.com. This is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Now back to Claudio.
And at this point, I'm going back to Drew Becker. I want to talk to the publisher in you. Educate us. I know there are a lot of aspiring writers and likely even accomplished writers listening that may like to know how this whole new thing is evolving as far as publishing online. I know I'm one of them.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question to start with. That wonderful poem you just read. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Is that published?
No.
Okay, well,
It's on my... I put it on Facebook and, you know, in certain communication areas, but no, not,
right.
Not published.
You don't have it's not in a book.
It's not published, no.
Well, this is the wonder of digital publishing, is that you could put that poem in 8 or 10 or 12 or 50 or 100 poems together, mm-hmm. and create your own ebook and put it up on Amazon, put it up for sale, and market it through Facebook and other places like that,
right.
Or straight through Amazon. There's some ways to market through Amazon.
I was actually going to ask you something because I just released an album on TuneCore, but they constantly barrage you with these places that you can go to advertise your product and cost you a small fortune if you spent money on all of it. I just want to see what TuneCore itself can do, so I haven't branched out with any additional publication. How is that with the book? If you have a book out there, does Amazon itself or the entity through which you publish, do they do enough to promote the book, or do you have to do a lot of additional stuff yourself?
Well, let's go back to traditional publishing.
Okay.
Traditional publishers used to go out and put people on book tours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they'll still take Stephen King and put him out there. They'll still send James Patterson around and folks like that when they put a book out. But for a new author, they're not necessarily going to do that much promotion for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of in the same situation when you publish your own book.
So you got to catch whatever rides you can.
So you have to find different ways. Now, in Amazon, there is a way to give your book away for free 5 different times in the first 90 days to get your publishing, to get your name out there. And
right, okay,
gotcha. And that kind of thing. And people say, well, why do I want to give it away? I worked really hard on it. Well,
yeah.
It's a pretty cheap form of advertising.
You need a promo, baby, yeah.
So that's one of the things that you can do through Amazon. But social media makes it possible to get something out into the public very quickly, especially if you get something that's viral. So if you were to write a poem, that Mandela poem,
mm-hmm.
for instance, and that were to have come out digitally 3 days after he passed.
Right.
Okay. That could have gone viral.
That would have been a, yeah.
You know,
catch,
would
gotcha.
Take, people would have to know about it. You'd have to.
Yeah.
So you have to do, in terms of promoting, you have to do the same kind of thing you would promote a traditional book with. You have to plan it.
So any way you look at it, you've got to have those additional vehicles. There's no such thing as one company does it all.
Not really. I mean, you can have a company. You can have a publishing company come in and take care of all that for you.
And just pay them additional for doing it, basically.
And just pay them additional kinds of things. But especially for people who are poets or people that are business people that have some concepts that they want to put together in a book, oftentimes they don't have the money, the $5,000 to $10,000 to $20,000 to go have somebody go out and promote it for them. And the truth of the matter is, when you buy a book, wouldn't you rather buy it from the author?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to the, have a direct connection to the author rather
than
going
through
the publisher. So,
so tell me exactly what you do.
Okay.
As the publisher.
Okay. As a publisher, what I do is I find somebody who wants their book set up on Amazon. Now, I also work as a writing coach. So some people need help to get the book to the point where it's ready to go.
Right.
When the author thinks the book is ready to go, then it's time to send it to an editor. Because we all think, oh, yeah, that's perfect. It's ready. It needs to go to an editor to take a look at it and with a fresh set of eyes.
Put that final shine on it, yeah.
Right, and put the final shine on it. Then when that's ready, I have a software program that I use that I can put the book into. I can take it out of Word or whatever it is and then format it in this package.
Let's just go back a step now.
Yeah.
You're saying it needs to go to an editor. Do you provide that service?
I have editors on my website.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
DrewBecker.com is my publishing website. And so I have a list of find an editor.
And
I have about 12 on there, and I've got about another 10 to 12 that I need to put up there.
That's DrewBecker.com. DrewBecker.com.
Right. That's it.
Okay, so you can link the
writer
with these resources.
I can provide editors, or if I know the writer and the writer says, I need an editor that does this,
mm-hmm.
I can either find one of those folks or go through an editor's association and find somebody that does that kind of editing.
Gotcha.
So
I'm back to you then.
That's fine.
What do you do?
So once the book's in shape to go up,
mm-hmm.
I take it and format it for Kindle. Now, the difference between an electronic book and a regular book, a traditional book, is, amongst other things, pagination.
Explain that word, Lucy.
Okay. Pagination means the way that the pages fall. Okay. So when I take a traditional book out and I read on the road, and mm-hmm. I'm on page 4,
mm-hmm.
In the physical book, I'm on page 4. But if I'm reading on the road on a Kindle Fire, page 4 may not be page 4.
Right.
And if I'm reading it on my 19-inch monitor, page 4 is definitely not page 4. And if I'm reading it off my phone, page 4 is probably page 16.
You're thinking there may be more text on a page, or what are you suggesting?
Well, what I'm saying is that the amount of text that's on a page adapts to the device you're reading it on.
Right, okay.
Okay, so
which
can make it more or less. But one of the nice things about the Kindle software on any of those platforms is that you can change the size of the font, and you can change the length of the line.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you can really adjust what's written for the way that you want to read, unlike a physical book.
Right.
So it's a little bit different in that way. But once we get it. There's some tricks in getting it formatted so that it'll work the right way.
Mm-hmm.
When I put 13 Dreamers, I Fell for 13 Dreamers, up as an ebook, I had a few challenges because there's translations into French and Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to scan, and then I had to go back through and find all those strange letters and diphthongs and things like that that are in other languages that we don't have in English. Put that together, put the pictures in, and make sure that they all came out the right way. Now, one of the difficulties with poetry with an ebook is if you write long lines, they're going to break. Okay?
I see.
So one of the things that you have to do is you have to think about who's going to be reading it, how you're going to handle that particular kind of thing. What I found I needed to do was to create it so that the book is viewable in landscape instead of portrait. And that gave me a longer set of lines, the ability to have longer lines.
And of course, I was just thinking, much like it is with regular publishing, you can have all kinds of shapes and sizes as far as pages go, books go.
Well, yes and no. Again, it's determined by the device this time instead of by the physical size of the book.
Mm-hmm. Explain that, the device.
Well, if I'm looking at it on my phone,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be this size.
Right.
Okay. If I'm looking on my iPad, it's going to be that size.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If I'm looking at it on my PC or my Mac, it's going to be a different size, and I'm going to be continuously playing with the size of that window.
I got you.
So
So something more maneuverable, not necessarily status quo.
Right, exactly. So, and in fact, there's some very interesting things that I found out as I was putting my book together. Some of the pictures are too big for the size of the book.
Huh.
So it builds a, not a complete small thumbnail, but a smaller version of the picture, which when you click on, opens in full size.
Broaden it, I got you.
So
yeah.
Those are a couple
of things. You got to consider the whole computer world with this.
Exactly.
New
so
phenomena.
It's a little different than you would think of for traditional.
So
publishing.
if I were to get you a collection of works, say I've done the editing, and I tend to do that myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty good at it over the years, and I sent you a complete project essentially. Where would you take it from there?
What I would do is I would take. Are these poems that we're talking about?
Let's say poems.
Let's say poems. Okay. What I would do is every poem I would be sure was in its own file
right.
to start with, and then I would upload it. In the software that I use, I can build chapters. So each poem would be a chapter.
Okay.
And then it would automatically number what chapter it is so that I would have a table of contents where I could mm-hmm. click on the table of contents and have a hyperlink right mm-hmm. to that particular poem. Okay.
And if I had illustrations along with some of the pieces, that could be incorporated.
We would do that, yeah. Yeah. And the trick about illustrations is we need to work with the originals.
Yeah.
Rather than have it embedded in the file. As soon as you embed it in your Word file, all kinds of funny things can happen.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so
good
we
to
want
know.
To insert it. We want, really want to insert it within the software to do that
gotcha.
Particular thing. Once we get all those, once we get it together, and then there's a way to test it, there's a Kindle previewer that we can go through, and the previewer will show us what it looks like on all these different devices.
So this entire time, while this process is going on, you and I could actually be communicating with each other, and you could show me where we are, what I'm looking at right now.
Exactly.
So there can be constant input from the author as well as the
publisher. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that is a nice touch.
That's something that I think is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean I wouldn't work with somebody on the other side of the country
right.
to do a book, because we could always do it by phone.
Exactly.
Or we can do it, we could have a Google Hangout and
email,
put it up there where
yeah.
you can see it, or Skype or whatever we
right.
want to use. So there are a lot of ways that we can do that. But we could do direct input.
But essentially, I would send you all the material, including the picture I want for the cover, the picture for the back cover, forward, afterward, the whole nine yards. You'd put the package together, present it to me. If we agree on it, then we take it from there.
Right. And at that point, we go to another screen in this software where we put in all the information that Amazon needs in order to put it up there. Things like pricing.
Of course. Yeah.
Who's the publisher? We can put in who the authors are, who did the pictures. We can put all that information in, and then we push a little button, submit it. It goes up to Amazon. Amazon looks at it and says, yay or nay.
Okay. And you have to tweak and adjust if they say nay?
Well, yeah, if they say nay, it means that you really didn't do your work.
Okay, you didn't follow the guidelines, so to speak.
Follow the guidelines, and they'll just reject it. You'll have to do it again to get in there. But at that point, what happens is that then it's up there, and you have access to it's. When you go to Amazon and put in the name of your book, it'll come up.
It'll come right up. And I just figured it was time that we heard at least one piece out of your book, I Fell for 13 Dreamers, and that's by Drew Becker, who is the publisher, the author, the poet that we have here today. Didn't get into his day job and all of the stuff that I wanted to, because I knew time was going to slip away so quickly, but give us a quick synopsis of what you did as a day job.
I've worked as a technical writer and a marketing writer for a while.
So this whole publishing thing falls right into place.
It does.
That's fantastic. Give us a poem.
Okay. This one's called Mask. Sculpted in familiar contour, life controlled and so secure, it saves emotions from exploding. Hidden for repair, I keep reloading. Worn in jest and in subtle tact, it releases lies. It blocks react. We move around in our anatomy, encased so willingly in our autonomy. When in despair, we try removal. But it's secured by others' approval. Shatter, tear, or smash we may, but we can't remove the face from clay. I scream from form to be set free. But which is mask and which is me?
Good one. I want to jump very quickly on, because we've got about 3 or 4 minutes to wrap the show here. You were mentioning something about book prices that I'd like our listeners to hear.
Digital books on Amazon that are priced between 99 cents and $9.99 give the author 70% of the proceeds.
So whether it's $9.99 or $99?
Anywhere between those.
Anything up and above,
you get
less.
You get 30%.
Okay, wow.
So, yeah. So
okay. I know what I'm going to price it. Interesting. Give us all of your contact information, too, in case anybody wants to get up with you.
You can reach me at drew@drewbecker.com in terms of email. You can contact me via phone at 919-264-9868. And my website is drewbecker.com for publishing.
So in case anybody out there wants to get some work published and get into catching up with what's going on in the world now, God knows every day something new seems to be cropping up, just get in touch with Drew Becker. And Drew, I want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Claudia. It's been a treat being here with you.
And we're going to continue this because I know that there's a lot more I wanted to ask you, but I knew time was going to slip away, so I try to pick the aspects that could go the fastest. But if you've noticed any little glitches happening while we were on air today, we're having trouble with a couple of our CD players because we need some support here at WCOM. So anybody want to have that kind of mercy on us, please send us some support. We've got a couple of players that are questionable right now, but I don't think the glitches were too severe. So, Rocco, sorry about that. Will, thank you for joining us. And, Rocco, thanks for the
Always
great job.
A pleasure, Claudio.
Thank you, folks, for listening. The show has been brought to you by the Carolina Theater of Durham as well as the Apex Arts Council. This is yours truly, Claudio, signing off until next time.
Human Services.
Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theater. Now back to Claudio.
And I just figured it was time that we heard at least one piece out of your book, I Fell for 13 Dreamers, and that's by Drew Becker, who is the publisher, the author, the poet that we have here today. Didn't get into his day job and all of the stuff that I wanted to because I knew time was going to slip away so quickly, but give us a quick synopsis of what you did as a day job.
I've worked as a technical writer and a marketing writer for a while.
So this whole publishing thing falls right into place.
It does.
That's fantastic. Give us a poem.
Okay. This one's called Mask. Sculpted in familiar contour, life-controlled and so secure, it saves emotions from exploding. Hidden for repair, I keep reloading. Worn in jest and in subtle tact, it releases lies. It blocks react. We move around in our anatomy, encased so willingly in our autonomy. When in despair, we try removal, but it's secured by others' approval. Shatter, tear, or smash we may, but we can't remove the face from clay. I scream from form to be set free, but which is mask and which is me?
Good one. I want to jump very quickly on because we've got about 3 or 4 minutes to wrap the show here. You were mentioning something about book prices that I'd like our listeners to hear.
Yeah.
This eBay publishing.
Digital books on Amazon that are priced between 99 cents and $9.99 give the author 70% of the proceeds.
So whether it's $9.99 or $99?
Anywhere between those.
Anywhere between those. Anything up and above,
anything
you get,
above
probably
there,
get less.
You get 30%.
Okay, wow.
So, yeah. Huh.
So okay. I know what I'm going to price it. Interesting. Give us all of your contact information, too, in case anybody wants to get up with you.
Yep. You can reach me at drew@drewbecker.com in terms of email. You can contact me via phone at 919-264-9868. And my website is drewbecker.com for publishing.
So in case anybody out there wants to get some work published and get into catching up with what's going on in the world now, God knows every day something new seems to be cropping up, just get in touch with Drew Becker. And Drew, I want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Claudia. It's been a treat being here with you.
And we're going to continue this because I know that there's a lot more I wanted to ask you, but I knew time was going to slip away, so I try to pick the aspects that could go the fastest. My apologies to the audience out there for that. But if you've noticed any little glitches happening while we were on air today, we're having trouble with a couple of our CD players because we need some support here at WCOM. So anybody want to have that kind of mercy on us, please send us some support. We've got a couple of players that are questionable right now, but I don't think the glitches were too severe. So, Rocco, sorry about that. Will, thank you for joining us. And, Rocco, thanks for the
Always
great job.
A pleasure, Claudio.
Thank you, folks, for listening. The show has been brought to you by the Carolina Theater of Durham as well as the Apex Arts Council. This is yours truly, Claudio, signing off until next time. Cheers.